That's correct. Borbia published their report into the seafood sector. It's part of their overall annual report. And it showed a 14% decline in the value of exports in 2023. That followed a 17% decline in production, which was earmarked in a recent BIM report. But when you look at the full detail of the report published by Borbia, it's very alarming. It shows that export values in the pelagic sector, which would be most affecting the northwest here, in Glebe Eggs in particular, the export value fell by 31%, and there was a further 45% drop in the volume of fish processed. Those are stark statistics that truly must be setting alarm bells ringing right throughout government.
And what does that mean for coastal communities if things continue this way?
Well, if things continue this way, it's not sustainable. And that's why I, as a representative body of the fishing industry, is clearly challenging the government to take immediate action. We have seen in recent history occasions when there was issues in the beef sector and the mushroom farming, and appropriate steps and measures were implemented by the government of the day when those sectors came into difficulty. I'm clearly saying now that there is a crisis here in the Irish fishing industry. The government of the day has a duty of responsibility to intervene, to support this industry. This is an industry that has 17,000 jobs right around our coastal communities, jobs that will be virtually impossible to replace. We have a bright future because we're surrounded by the most richest waters in all of Europe. There are issues in terms of how we're impacted by the Brexit agreement. That being said, there is a duty for all of industry and the government now to get around the table and put in place a strategy that will allow us to overcome these short-term difficulties that we're having so that we have a long-term sustainable future. But at present, we're nowhere near that juncture.